All right, good afternoon, everybody. Glad you're tuning in. This is the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM radio, brought to you each week from 2 to 3. I am the host of the show most weeks. My name is Lou McCoy, and I'm joined in the studio with producer Glenn Taylor.
Hey, Lou, good to see you again, man.
Always good to see you, Glenn. Wow, this is our standing appointment every week, isn't it, buddy?
Yes, sir. Boy, we fly by the seat of our pants some days, don't we?
We do.
That's
and sometimes
right.
It shows, doesn't it, Glenn? Yes, I don't even know your name.
Well, you know what? Jackie Gleason said he never rehearsed.
Okay.
So, you know, you just go in, you do it, and that keeps it fresh.
Well, I think people know we don't rehearse. I'm pretty sure.
You think it shows?
Pretty
huh?
sure that's evident. So, how's your week been?
Oh, it's been a real busy week. Had a small catastrophe.
Uh-oh.
Son got into a wreck. I think he totaled his truck, but thank the Lord, he's okay. And
he's
the
fine.
Other lady's okay. So that was not good, but
no.
We'll get through it. As long as he's okay, that's the main thing. Other than that, it's just really been busy, and love busy weeks.
Don't you love those little bumps in the road, literally, that just kind of throw your week off, put you in a little tailspin?
Reality, yeah.
That's life.
Slapping
yeah.
you in the face.
And, yeah. yeah. Where did that happen, Glenn?
Just outside of Bandera.
Okay.
Over, there's a strip center as you're headed out toward San Antonio, Pike mm-hmm. Creek out that mm-hmm. way, and he was pulling out and just didn't see her.
Didn't see her. So, got T-boned, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's fine.
He's fine. So
that's fortunate. You bet it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Trucks are replaceable.
Absolutely. People are not.
That's right. How old is he?
Oh, gosh. 20. Fixed to be 28.
Okay. So he's got some experience.
Uh-huh.
A little bit. Good. Good. Okay. So,
other
than that, good week.
Good
some
week.
Some positive things.
Yeah. You know, you got to keep it positive.
Your radio show going well?
Doing real
Having
well.
Having fun?
I had a listener bring me a special package today. Of adult soda water.
Okay. Didn't know where we were going with that.
Yeah.
But,
oh, no,
okay.
No. No. I thought that was real.
Woo! All right. Adult soda waters. I love it. Is that what we're calling them?
We used to call them German soda waters when I worked in Fredericksburg. That was
okay. That All was right. That's good. Not rehearsed, are we, Glenn?
No. No, keeping it fresh
man.
For the listeners.
Yeah, we are. We are. We have a lot of fun. So, all right. So, this is... We've got some guests today, and so we're going to shorten our little banter that we normally do so we can bring them in. But this is opening day weekend, right, for
Absolutely.
Baseball. Are you a baseball fan?
I love baseball.
Do you really?
I do.
Okay.
It's hard to choose between the teams because I mean, the San Antonio Missions were my team growing up, the home team. But I love the Rangers and the Astros.
Good.
Either one of them do good, that's good with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, they've both been doing pretty well lately. Yeah,
so.
Astros were pretty good last year. Rangers been good.
Nothing like, you know, a Saturday watching a good game on TV. It's relaxing.
Good four-hour baseball game. Yeah,
yeah, man.
Yeah, it can. You have to allocate some time for baseball.
You do.
It can drag on a little bit, but I enjoy it. So
yeah, it is
nothing like going
time,
to a game.
Man.
Yeah. It's great. So we've got some baseball music today.
We do.
Yeah, a little in the spirit of the game. So that'll be fun. And we've got at the back of the hour, we'll talk a little hero card business with Bobby Burris and see what's
there
happening.
He is.
Yeah,
hey,
Bobby's. We don't have enough microphones for Bobby to have one right now, so that's okay. So our guest today, we have a couple of guests. We have our dear friend Pam Umstead here, and we also have Jackie Conley. And they are going to talk about Blooms and Barrels, the Blooms and Barrels events, which is part of Master Gardener. Is it Gardener? So anyway, I'm going to let me introduce them at this time. So let me get mics situated. Okay, we're going to pass mics here real quick. Here we go. All right, so Jackie, glad you're here. How are you today?
Well, thank you for having us. We're real excited to be here and tell you about our Blooms and Barrels sale coming up on Saturday, April 8th, 9 a.m. to 2.
All right.
And we hope that you'll get there early because it might be a short sale. Our bloom, it gets very busy
it gets
from
busy.
9
that's,
to 10.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's fun.
And, but we have lots of people there to help you and carry your plants around for you and assist you any way we can.
That's a great event, and that's next weekend.
That's next weekend.
Okay, have we checked the forecast for next weekend? Not
yet. It's inside.
Oh, it's inside.
Year. Yeah.
Okay, good. That's a great thing, and that's over at the...
It's over at the Hill Country Youth Event Center.
Good.
3785 Highway 27 East in Kerrville.
Yeah.
And it's all the way in the back, and there will be signs available.
Okay.
So parking is plenty. Come on over and buy some plants.
That's fun. Yeah, there are quite a few plants for sale. I think I read,
yes.
What, 1,800 plants? Is that the number?
Well, that our blooms part of it is 1,800
That's
plants.
That's a lot of plants.
Right. And our barrel side of it, we take 55-gallon rain barrels, food-grade storage barrels,
okay,
and clean them up and remanufacture them into rainwater harvesting barrels.
Very popular.
We sell them for $50 each.
Okay.
And if you're a Kerr County resident, you can get 50% back from the Upper Guadalupe River Authority.
From UGRA? Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good.
And they will have their booths right next to the rain barrel station.
Okay.
So you can get your rebate paperwork filled out right then.
And how long does it take for me to get my $25 back? Any idea on that?
I don't know. I don't work for them.
Okay. I know a guy over there. We'll just,
you know the guy,
we'll,
huh?
We'll just hound him, right?
Yeah.
There we go. Pam, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's always good to have you in here.
Well, it's good to be here.
You're a busy lady.
We were looking over at the sale. I had a friend of mine over at the Extension office this morning introducing her to Roy Walston. And I took her over in the greenhouse and all that kind of stuff. And she was amazed. She was really excited about it. So,
you already setting up, or you already?
Well,
in the
everything
process
is
that,
in our in
it's
our
in the greenhouse,
and
okay.
outside the greenhouse, and in the shade house, and all over everywhere.
Okay. That's great. And this is an event sponsored by it's your fundraiser for
yes.
Master Gardener.
This is the fundraiser for the year, and we start early in the year with the plants, little teeny baby plants, and pot them up and grow them and feed them and all that kind of
wow.
stuff. So
water
these,
them.
Yes.
These are very loved.
They are
yes.
very well loved.
Show them love.
Yes.
That's
and by
great.
The time our April sale rolls around, they're nice and healthy gallons
good size.
Into
yeah.
gallon plants.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. How fun is that?
So they're good to go. So it's a lot of fun for us to get to do it. It's education for mm-hmm. our new master gardeners to go through that process, and it's really fun for the community.
Yeah, sounds like a fantastic event. So is this the Hill Country Master Gardeners or the Kerrville organization?
We are actually Texas certified Texas Master Gardeners, Hill Country Master Gardener chapter.
Okay, very good.
So each county in Texas, there are 250, I believe, counties in Texas that have a Master Gardener program.
Wow.
And there's over 7,000 Master Gardeners in the state of Texas. So we're leading the nation again.
Are we?
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been a master gardener?
I've been a master gardener since 2010.
2010.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so about 6-7 years.
Yes.
And what about you, Pam?
I became a master gardener in 2009 when I was in Bexar County.
Okay.
So I took the courses and, you know, did several years down there. And then when we moved here in 2012, I transferred membership.
And you have enjoyed your experience.
Absolutely.
You have learned a lot.
I have learned a ton.
Yeah, a ton. And so that is a fairly extensive training program, an education
yes.
program?
We have, we've asked people to go through, if they're interested in becoming a master gardener, they go through 50 hours of classroom training.
Wow.
And then of that, after they become interns, they go through another 50 hours of volunteer service to become certified as a Texas Master Gardener.
Very good. And how many people participate here locally?
Well, we just graduated our class of 2017, and we had 26.
26 workers. In the class?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's about average every year, somewhere 25
mm-hmm.
people?
We cover five counties, though. We're a little different. We cover Kerr, Gillespie, Kendall, Bandera, and Real.
And so if I take 50 hours of classroom, which, by the way, is more than I took in college. Or some people would say that, I would think. But so where do I, is this online courses? Or
no,
is this I go to a classroom
actually,
setting?
It's classroom out at the new youth center.
Okay.
So it's right there. And we have instructors come down from College Station at Texas A&M.
Whoop.
AgriLife.
Yep.
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 And
the big wigs come in.
Oh, that's right.
They do.
Aggies, you bet.
In fact, we have got people that are so good that come in and do this instructing that a lot of us that are already certified go and audit the classes because it's more, you know, there's always more information. There's always good stuff to learn.
How fun.
It is fun.
And we're growing, so we have 1,800 plants, actual
yes.
plants, but how many varieties of plants would we
goodness.
Be? Are we talking about a bunch?
A lot.
Mm-hmm. A bunch, okay.
Bunch. Yes.
Wow. All right, so some shrubbery type plants and some blooming plants, some flowering.
Right.
Okay.
And these are all plants that are specifically designed to grow well right here.
Okay.
So it's you don't have to worry about going somewhere and buying an azalea that is not going to make it in Kerrville.
So you'll have some azaleas.
No.
Azaleas. Don't. No. I thought maybe you'd come up with a variety that would work. I love azaleas.
Sorry.
Okay, they just don't work here, do they?
They don't.
They really don't.
Don't.
Even
the chemistry in the soil is bad. The weather's bad. I mean, they're just not suited. So, you know, you learn the things that are native and adapted here.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And there's always new varieties being developed. There's always, you know, there's new stuff coming out every year.
Yeah.
Got to try them all.
Well, you'd like to learn from experience, right? Mm-hmm. I have planted a few plants in the soil here that didn't work coming out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, thinking the things
like
that we use there.
Azaleas.
They worked for a week. That was good, right? They
right.
were about the extent of it.
There will be other Master Gardeners there to answer all your questions. So if you know, plus you'll get a free information sheet on how to grow the plant and how to plant it. And
y'all don't plant them?
No, we don't.
That plant them. That didn't come with the deal, huh? Okay.
Our mission is education.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Not labor. That's
not
right.
Labor. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We also have some programs that will be free during that period of time. If you want to learn more about tomatoes, about the Texas Superstars, about vegetable gardening in general, about insects, and about rainwater harvesting, there are classes for all of those things that will be held during the event.
Free. And now, is there a charge to get into the event?
Nope.
So completely free.
But you can't leave without your trunk full of plants.
Okay.
We have wagons on site.
Okay.
We all bring our wagons. All the Master Gardeners bring their wagons.
To help get the plants loaded.
Absolutely. Whatever we can do to help you load your car up, we will do it.
That's great. And this is a fundraiser, correct?
This is our fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We actually have college scholarships available at Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Tarleton State, and Stephen F. Austin for horticultural sciences.
I'm glad you couldn't say it either. I had a hard time with that one. So, okay, so if somebody wants to get a horticulture degree, then you have a scholarship for them.
Well, we have some regulations on that. Okay. They have to be pursuing a degree in horticultural science.
Okay.
They
plant
have to be
science.
Plant,
there
yes,
yeah,
there,
right.
That's better, huh?
Yeah.
They have to be a full-time student.
Okay.
That would be 12 hours undergraduate, 9 hours of graduate study. They have to be a junior with 60 hours.
Okay.
And this is the hard part, but not for most, some of them. They have to have at least a 3.0 GPA. Oh, and they have to be a Texas resident.
And Texas resident.
Yes.
That's great. Those are all good qualifications.
But the scholarships are $2,000.
You bet.
So that's pretty substantial.
Not very, very nice.
And we do two or three of those every year.
Okay. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great cause. All right. Well, Glenn is telling me we need to take a break real quick. So we'll take a quick break, and then, ladies, y'all can stick around for a minute. Yes, you're good.
Sure.
Well, good. We'll find out some more about specifics about the day and the event. I know you have some exhibitors we want to talk about. So, Glenn, what do you have? A little music here for us.
Springsteen.
A little baseball Springsteen. So this is the Hero Card Hour, KRB, 1230 a.m. We'll be right back. Glory Days, Springsteen, great baseball song. So I hope you enjoyed that. Again, this is the Hero Card Hour, Thanks for sticking around. I'm joined in the studio with Jackie and Pam, both with Master Gardeners. We're talking about gardening in general and a fundraising event that they have called Blooms and Barrels, which will be next Saturday. I believe that's the 7th, is that right? Or the 8th? That's the 8th. Wow, hard to believe it's already April. But so that day, so as we took a break, there was all sorts of questions flying around here in the studio. Our producer asked, what was the best variety of tomato? And that is not a simple question to answer, apparently, because so I said, well, let's just put that on the air. So which one of you ladies would like to talk about tomatoes?
Well, it's not really a best. It depends on if you want small cherry tomatoes or if you want the, you know, big regular size round tomatoes. The program that Texas AgriLife has, where they develop their superstars and their other recommended varieties, like if you hear them talk about the rodeo tomato every year, those varieties are developed specifically for our hot, long, dry season.
Okay.
So you want to look for those. Most of those have names that are hot, like Phoenix, stuff like that. You know, those kinds of names. Yeah.
Okay.
The ones they develop are primarily determinate, and that means they will only grow to a certain height, like 3 or 4 feet. So it's not going to get out of hand. The offside of that is that most all the fruit's going to ripen at the same time. So if you want to do canning, freezing, you know, that kind of thing, those are great. If you get an indeterminate, they will fruit and ripen throughout the growing season, and they will just keep on growing.
Okay.
So you will end up with a tomato forest, which is really nice if you like tomatoes.
If you really like tomatoes.
It's wonderful.
And you like some greenery.
Exactly.
Okay. Good.
So you have to pay attention to where you're going to put it, how much space you have. And if you're not sure, ask the people at the local garden center where you're purchasing the plants, and they can tell you. If it's not on the little tag, they can tell you more specifics about it. But those are some of the things to look for.
Texas A&M developed the Tycoon a couple years ago,
right,
which is readily available throughout the big box things here. In fact, we have some. So we've got some great tomatoes, and they're $4 for a gallon pot.
Oh, there you go. And I can buy a Tycoon next weekend.
Yes.
That's
exciting.
That's
a good size, a gallon pot. Mm-hmm. It's not like the teeny seedling.
Okay. Yeah, I don't do very well with seeds. So is that a determinant or an in?
That's a determinant.
That would be a determinant.
When growing season. I mean, it blooms and fruits and then
and
you're done.
You're done.
Pull it out,
so
put another plant in.
And then start. Okay. That would work
But
well.
We have two seasons here in the Hill Country. So you can grow that in the spring, and then you get to grow them again in the fall.
Very good.
Which is pretty fun.
Good question to ask, Glenn. I learned something. I bet there's a lot I could learn, not truthfully.
Yeah,
there is
a whole class on tomatoes.
Yes, and in fact, it's called True Love and Homegrown Tomatoes.
Really?
And it starts at 10 a.m. in Classroom A out at the Hill Country Youth Events Center. And it's put on by a Texas Master Gardener specialist who has gone through a specialty school to teach you how to grow tomatoes and vegetables.
That's awesome.
Yep.
It really is. And tomatoes are a staple, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
And the rest of our plants are gallon ornamental pots. They're $8 each.
Okay.
And we prefer cash or check. We don't take money order. I mean, money orders. We don't take. You can bring a money order. We'll take it. But we don't
take Monopoly money or anything
like
that.
No.
Okay.
Pesos? But the good part is now that the youth center has put in an ATM, you'll have access to that. So we're real excited about
that.
Oh,
that's good. So cash or check, no credit card.
Right.
Bottom line. Okay. And $8 to $4. Anything more expensive than
$8
out there? And no tax.
No tax.
No tax. This is our tax-free day. We're allowed a couple a year for the state. So, because it is a fundraiser. We have some 3-gallon peach trees for $30.
Okay.
And we have a couple gallon trees for $10. And
so let's talk peach trees. So how do they work here in our climate, and like for the novice gardener, somebody like me, would I do well with a peach tree? Or
well, most of our peach tree, well, all of our peach trees that we sell are grafted onto a rootstock that grows well here in our soil.
Okay,
so
I might I might do well with that, and somebody can explain to me how to care for that and make that.
You'll get a whole plant information sheet with every variety that you purchase.
This is great. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Right?
And we do give something away for free.
Okay.
We have, master gardeners have collected seeds all year long from their plants and harvested them. And then we take and package them in little giveaway packages. And we got a ton of Texas bluebonnet seeds if you're coming out and come visit us. Stop by our Hill Country Master Gardener booth and pick up some free seeds.
We'll do it.
So here, I'll leave you these for
you. Oh, thank you. Well, now I'm embarrassed.
You don't know how to plant them.
No,
but we'll be able to tell you how to do that.
I'll figure out how to plant seeds, but I was on the way over here, I forgot that I typically will give our guest a coffee mug bearing the hero card, and I didn't bring those today. Pam, you have one, I hope?
How many times?
Seven. I don't know. You got to be here eight, Pam. It's
all right, okay.
Can I just quickly mention the rest of our...
yeah, so I do have a coffee mug that I want to get you. Thank you for these seeds, and you'll get a coffee mug.
Yay,
and Pam, you'll get a coffee mug plus something, okay?
Because you've been a great... I should have a set or something.
Except I don't appreciate the fact you've been shaking your head the whole time when I said, you think I could make a peach tree work? And she's like, no, that ain't going to happen. So, all right, so in your literature, I read something about a spa day. Tell us what that means in the world of plants. Yeah.
Well, first, before the spa day, we have pot parties. Jackie will tell you about the pot parties.
Yes, pot parties. You heard that right.
All right. Adult sodas and pot parties. That's the hero card hour for you right there.
Well, our green...
So what's a pot party?
A greenhouse committee goes into the growers in San Antonio and picks up 4-inch pots of potted little plants. And then we have pot parties, and we bump them up to the gallons. So,
how fun.
It is fun. It's educational for all of our new master gardeners to come out and help, and they learn how to groom them and how to repot them and what fertilization they need. And so our pot parties are a lot of fun.
You know, a little education in potting plants and working in your landscape goes a long way. I mean, if you think about just doing a little research, knowing what you're doing, it saves you the time of digging it out and putting a new one in and watching that one die. So this is really great information. All right. So a pot party leads to a spa day for plants.
Exactly. Well, we have a greenhouse where we have our pot parties and where we raise our plants. And we are getting ready to put up a new greenhouse, by the way. We're very excited about that. We're going to have a new one. But the spa day comes just before the plant sale. And we manicure and pedicure every single plant. And you will not find this in your local nursery.
I don't think so.
What we do is we go over every plant with little tiny clippers, and if there's any dead or diseased leaves or spent blooms or anything like that, that's the manicure. We trim those off. And if there are any weeds growing in the pot, you know, sometimes you get more than what you wanted to buy, that's the pedicure, and we pull those out.
Fantastic. So it's going to be a long pot party with 1,800 plants.
That's a lot. That's a lot of grooming. But what a nice plant to purchase, one that's all groomed up and pedicured.
Happy. They are so happy by the time they go to their forever home.
That's really neat. And I can have a spa day treated plant for $8 or $4.
They're really in good shape and really ready to go.
That's neat. It's going to be a great event. Yeah. All right, there's some other things going on that day that I know you want to tell us about. I did read something about there's something for kids.
We have, if you bring your kids along and you want to go shopping and your kids will have something to do, we have our Junior Master Gardener program, and they will be teaching them the life cycle of a butterfly, and then they will teach them how to make butterflies out of coffee ground filters.
Really?
So, okay. Then they get to take them home.
Sounds fun. That's a great idea. All right, what else is going on that we want to make sure we cover it?
We have our exhibitors and our vendors.
Oh, exhibitors. We have a great list. I saw that.
We have a group of 19 this year, which is the most that we've had. And this is an assortment of nonprofit and for-profit businesses and organizations that are all related to plants and gardening. So they will all be there the whole time with their display tables, and they'll be happy to answer questions, tell you about their products or their services or their programs.
Very good.
So we do this, once we moved the show into the event center, we had way more space than we needed. We used to originally be a parking lot sale, which was kind of a zoo, but then we got this nice space. So we decided we had this great group of shoppers come in, and we would share them with other people in the community. So we don't charge these exhibitors to come and spend the day with us.
Okay.
It's free to them to come, and it's just a goodwill that we do within the community.
That's nice, and that's more resources for people like myself to
Absolutely.
Come out and really get an education. That's exciting.
That's right.
It's a really great event. How many years has this been going on? Did maybe I
well,
already
our
asked
first
that,
plant sale started in 2008 with 200 plants in the parking lot. And we spent most of the time picking them up because the wind was blowing them over.
Okay. And we're up to 1,800 plants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good. And any feel for how many people you think you might expect to see on a day like Saturday?
I think last year we had just about 550-something.
That's good. So, yeah. Sold all your plants?
No.
Okay. Well.
But we...
We will this year,
we
right?
We will this year.
All our hero card
and anything that's
out
left
there.
Over, we'll take to our market day sale.
Okay.
So the next, I think it's May.
That's great.
So if you missed this sale, come and see us at market days.
Okay. Very, very good. All right. So let's make sure everybody knows the time. It's going to be next Saturday at the
Hill Country Youth Event Center, 3785 Highway 27 East, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
9 to 2. Okay, so it's not all day. I mean, it's a good chunk of day, but you need to get there early and get a wagon.
Grab your plants. And the classes are all in the morning, too.
Okay.
Yes.
So. And just show up and pick a class, and again, that's free.
And
that's
again, they're growing tomatoes, vegetable gardening, Texas Superstars, which is really what makes a superstar. They have to go through extensive training or field testing by Texas A&M to become a Texas Superstar. And we'll have several of their varieties out there, too.
That's great.
So,
I'm excited.
And then we have Insects of the Hill Country, which you'll probably need to know because we do have insects, and rainwater harvesting.
It's a good
event. Come on out and visit.
Oh, I think you're going to have lots of people. That's going
to
be a great day.
And get a free bluebonnet seeds.
And you have to pick up the seeds.
Yeah.
Absolutely, that's fun. All right, so we're going to have to go to a break here. We always run out of time. But just real quick, if somebody wanted to find out about Master Gardening, what's the easiest way if I wanted to take that class and just get in touch with you guys? Is there a website? Is there a phone number? Website?
We have a really cool website.
Okay.
It's www.hillcountrymastergardeners.org. There are our plant descriptions on there. There's a application for our next class, which will be in February of 2018.
Okay.
So, but we are taking applications all year long.
Okay.
And if anybody ever has a question, a gardening question, please call the extension office. Leave your name and number, your question, and a master gardener will be glad to call you back with an answer.
That's exciting. What a great resource.
And we also have a demonstration garden out there.
Okay.
Where all the plants are labeled and master gardeners care for them all year round. So if you're wondering, these are full-grown plants. So if you're wondering what you might want in your yard or what looks good with what, you can go out there anytime and just walk around and figure that out.
Plus, there's seven plots of turf grass out there. If you're going, what kind of grass
kind
do
of
I
grass?
Want out here?
Wow.
Go look at the grass and see what they're going to look like in the summer, the spring, you know, the winter.
That's good. So, well,
it's at the extension office, right next to the extension office.
Good. It's good. It's great. I'm tired.
Okay.
I'm tired. All this planting and grass I got to work on. But listen, I thank you so much for coming on today. I know you both are very, very busy ladies. And, of course, we wish you tremendous success.
You.
I will
thank
see you there.
Much.
I bet Glenn will be there. I'm sure Bobby Burris will be there.
Well,
and
we'll be there in force.
We'll get there early and buy our spa day plants. And then we'd like to be invited back to the pot party. Right, Glenn?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That'll
no,
be
no.
like next January. Yeah, let you know.
That's good. Well, again, thank you so much. We're going to take a break for some news and weather here on the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 AM radio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Born
Introducing the Hero Card. With the Hero Card, you get major discounts at the best businesses around town. No need for coupons with the Hero Card. Just show it at the businesses that support it. What businesses are those? Find the entire listing of businesses that utilize the Hero Card at HeroCardOnline.com. A portion of each Hero Card sale is devoted to worthy causes in our local community, supporting all of our heroes, including veterans and first responders. Find out how you can use the Hero Card for your next fundraising activity. To purchase the card and for more information, just visit HeroCardOnline.com. The Hero Card, honoring heroes and supporting local businesses. Get your card today.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A federal judge has approved an agreement for President Trump to pay $25 million to settle long-running lawsuits over his now-defunct Trump University. The president's top lawyer is inviting a group of Republicans and Democratic lawmakers to view classified information at the White House. It has to do with the ongoing investigation of allegations of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee says too early to consider an immunity deal for the president's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. Questions have been raised about Flynn's ties to the government of Russia. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down about 35 points, and NASDAQ 8 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
A reporter on a quest to disprove his wife's newfound faith.
I'm not going to lose my wife and my kids to something that I can't even reason with.
Comes face to face with an unexpected outcome.
What I felt was something more real than anything I've ever felt in my life.
Based on the best-selling book by Lee Strobel.
And what happened next changed me forever.
The Case for Christ. In theaters April 7th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Find a theater at thecaseforchristmovie.com.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Kill them all.
Who is the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Good afternoon, everyone. Your forecast for the Hill Country. Plenty of sunshine today and much warmer temperatures, shooting for high in the middle to upper 80s. Some models have us as warm as 88 degrees at Shriner Airport later this afternoon. Your winds be out of the south, 15 to 25 miles per hour with higher gusts possible. Tonight, more clouds, higher humidity, and a nighttime low 60 to 65 degrees. A few showers and thunderstorms possible Saturday. A better chance coming up on Sunday.
I'm talking with Chris Cother, owner of Premier 7 Gym. Chris, how you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Good. So, listen, Premier 7 is a different type of gym. Tell us what sets you apart.
Well, we are a private or small group training facility. We're more focused on the quality of movement and the quality of life than your six-pack abs scenario. Don't get me wrong. We can most definitely go to your extreme fitness level, but we really want to focus on people feeling better, moving better, and then that it opens it up to a lot better quality of life of what they want to pursue outside of the gym.
Okay. And so I can forego my six-pack abs. That's a good thing. All right, so
don't get me wrong. I'm all for training athletes, and I have quite a few of those that I work with. But most importantly, even those athletes come in with their little boo-boos and uh-ohs and things like that, and we need to work through those to help them get better.
And you help get them in line.
Absolutely.
As they get better. Okay, and so do you do training on an individual basis, or do you do...
I do one-on-one, and I also do a small group up to four people at a time, and then I can break that off where we're doing two sets of group of four as well, and so we can set that up.
And you... Yeah, and all ages, men and women?
I work from anybody from your sixth grade age all the way up to an amputee at 94 years of age.
So, Chris, I know y'all have a great slogan. Tell us about that.
Our slogan is we work the core toes to nose.
Toes
and
to nose.
What that means is that when your foundation is off, so is your core. You're going to have problems through your lower back, your hips, your shoulders, and even your neck from repetitive movement. And if we address the foundation first and work our way up, then you tend to find better results through the whole body and better movement and better quality of exercise later.
So Premier 7, keeping it toes to nose.
Yes, sir.
I like it. So, Chris, where if somebody wants to come in and see you guys or get a hold of you, how would they go about doing that?
We're located at 727 Hill Country Drive in the Wynwood Shopping Center between Chinatown and Franklin Medical Clinic.
Okay.
And our phone number is 830-315-7777.
Very good.
That's the easiest way to get a hold of us. You can also find us on our Facebook page under Premier 7 Gym and reach us that way as well.
Super.
And our website is also the same, premier7gym.com.
Very good. Thanks for taking time out today.
Thank you.
Put Me In, Coach. I love it. That, yeah, Put Me In. That's my favorite baseball song of all time. We wore that out during the years that my boys were playing Little League Baseball.
See if I can still do this.
Not bad. Yeah.
My bat needs a little more work.
your bat sounded a little soggy.
A little soggy, but that's how I'll work on it, Coach.
That's it. Again, we're not rehearsed here, are we?
No.
Don't reach over and hit me on the head and make a bat sound, okay? Oh, my goodness. So, hey, that was a good segment. I really enjoyed
Very informative.
Yeah, I tell you, the sharp ladies and a great program. And during the break, we're now joined with Bobby Burris is in the studio.
Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Good afternoon.
You doing good, Bobby?
Having a good week.
Good. Yeah, good.
Very nice. Beautiful day out.
My gosh. The last 2 days have been spectacular.
Oh, yeah. Spectacular would be my word.
Spectacular. Why we live here.
So, that humidity's been low. Yeah.
Well, that's coming back tonight, they said.
Can't
have it all good every day.
Thanks a lot, Bobby. But I have to laugh because
it's the weekend, so it really
it's
doesn't
okay.
Matter.
We don't care. And there's baseball on. And so I just got the. Those that are listening, you just have to picture us three guys in this studio with our packages of bluebonnet seeds, all of us talking about where we're going to plant them. Pretty cute or sad side, I'm not sure, but anyway.
Those ladies know what they're doing.
They do.
I'm gonna be at that event week from tomorrow because my wife wants rainwater.
There you go. That's right.
That's the place to go. Plus, they're going to give me some money back for buying rainwater catching.
Good deal.
Not a bad deal. So, definitely going to head over there.
No taxes.
Yep.
I bought some plants just recently at one of the big box stores, and there wasn't nothing there for $4. I can tell you.
That's right. Probably wasn't a healthy,
especially not
maybe
a gallon.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good deal.
Not spod. These are spod.
Oh, plants, that's the
so you can't get any
TLC
better.
On your plant.
Absolutely.
That's why my stuff's not growing. I'm not spod.
Well,
enough.
my wife's doing pretty good, but she does talk to them.
Okay,
that is the key. These
nicely,
plants,
or
huh?
Does she get mad?
She's not. She's always
you better
talking
grow.
Nice.
Yeah, you grow. I spent
I'm dig
all
you
that
up.
Money. That didn't work, does it?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
my goodness. All right. Well, so Bobby, baseball fan.
You know. I played Little League.
Where was that? Was that in the Valley?
Kingsville. Yeah. Okay. And our team actually won all district both years. Our coach was a vet, the local vet in town.
Okay.
But he was also a ex-professional baseball pitcher.
And he was
And I loved the game. I played first base.
Okay, that's great.
Until my baseball coach, the former pitcher, was testing me because I wasn't paying attention, threw a ball, hit me right in the nose.
Oh, man.
Broke my nose.
Oh, no.
So after that, I didn't have quite as much fun. I never played first base again. Let's put it that way. I think I played center field after that.
Okay. That's
all right. Became a little fearful of the ball, but yeah. He threw a fastball, and you want to pay attention when he was throwing a fastball.
Old school coaches.
Yeah. Old school. Wake up, Bobby Burris, on first base. You're going to the outfield. There you go. Well, so is there a team you root for?
Well, you know, obviously the Texas teams, okay. Astros, Rangers would be.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You know, the last couple of years, they've made it a little further along than they had in years past, so that was exciting. So hopefully they'll do good. Hopefully they'll do good this year.
Well, they're winning the division right now. Right? Sure. Yeah. Both of them are. Right? Yeah. They hadn't started yet.
Are they tied for first?
Let me fill in the blanks for you, Glenn. See, they're tied for first. Ding, ding, ding. All right. So, Bob, you've had a good week?
Yes, not bad.
All right,
not a bad week at all. Following up with a few folks that have gotten involved with us this year. And want to give a shout-out to our buddies over at Rhino Linings.
Yep.
They've got a really sweet deal over there. If you need a bed for your
bed liner
for your truck,
mm-hmm.
that's the place to go see.
Yeah,
most definitely does a great job and has a lot of truck accessories as well. So from toolboxes to brush guards,
to trick it out,
whatever you need to make your truck your truck.
Yeah.
I've heard of people actually doing the Rhino lining on the whole truck.
Really?
Yeah. There's pictures of them out there.
A lot of the hunting vehicles, I think, do that because it holds up driving through the brush.
Makes sense.
It does speed up your vehicle.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That works.
I'm sure he'd spray your whole vehicle.
Yeah, if you ask for it, I bet
Rhino Linings of Kerrville.
Yep, over on Coronado, and that's Marvin and his team. And I saw one of the linings he put in. I sent a buddy over there, got his truck done. Looks great.
Mm-hmm.
And nice to have. And I need mine done. I carry a lot. I'm a plant and landscape guy, so I always have different things in the back of my truck, and I need a liner.
There you go.
Something I need to do. I got a birthday in April. Maybe Brandy's out there. That's my wife. Maybe she take care of that for me. Hint, subtle hint.
That was real subtle.
Wasn't that subtle? I'll just go get it done and give her the bill. How's that? So,
people also, Del Norte Restaurant, if you're out and about in the evenings after 5, they've got a sweet deal for you over there with your dinner. They give you a free beverage.
You have a hero card, though. We're talking hero card business.
Yeah. Present your hero card.
Got to have a hero card. And you can get a hero card in a couple of different places. If you don't have one, obviously you can buy them on our website, herocardonline.com. You can buy them at the YMCA, which is behind Peterson Middle School. Gibson sells cards.
And next week we're going to have the Bachelor Science of Nursing program selling cards.
Kicking off a fundraiser.
Kicking off a fundraiser next week. They're making a missionary trip to Peru this summer, need to raise a little funds. So they'll be doing an online part of the program, and also they'll have cards. So if you get hit up by a nursing student to buy a card, do it to give them a help, because they're going to be down there helping folks in Cusco, Peru. Somewhere about 11,000 foot elevation. They got to hike up just to get there.
That's so impressive.
Wow. It'll be a good trip for them, learning a lot and helping those folks down there. So help them out.
Yeah,
buy
that's
cars
great.
So
glad they're
fund that trip.
Glad they're participating in this. That's good. Kerrville Health Foods also is a provider. And I want to promote a business that we just have not mentioned as much as we should have. But Chili's Restaurant here in town, which is just a great venue. I've always been a Chili's guy. Chili's started in Dallas where I grew up, and so I saw the very first one, which was just a little hamburger stand at the time. So it's amazing to see what that's blown up into. But Chili's takes the hero card, and they'll give you 10% off your meal just by showing that. And they're very good at accepting it. It's very nice, widely known there among their staff. So go to Chili's. Sit down on the deck, have a burger and an adult soda.
Yes.
New terminology I've learned today, an adult soda.
That
so Chili's is
good.
Yeah,
Chili's is great.
That's good.
Relax.
No, it's a great spot. And great time of year. So I also want to talk about our good friend Angela Major. Again, major weight loss. She is an RN and a health coach and can help you lose weight in some very strategic ways, not without diets and without exercise, but some lifestyle changes. In fact, Angela created a just real quick, she's got something she's kicking off here coming up in the month of April, a detox program. Has you got that queued up, Glenn? Let's hear from Angela, and then we'll tell you a little bit more about it after this quick clip from her.
Hi, this is Angela with a major weight loss, and I am excited to invite you to a beginner detox that I am going to be running at the end of the month of April. April 24th will begin, and this is a great kickstart to reaching your weight loss goals. We're going to really get your nutrition in order and your mindset in the right place for lasting weight loss. So I'd love to have you join us. And for more details, you can just text your email to the number 210-617-3356. And I look forward to hearing from you.
All right. So that's Angela. And again, sweet lady. Brilliant lady, knows, again, she's a registered nurse, and so she knows how the body's put together, what's good for it, what's proper, and I've worked with her personally, and Hero Card members get a really sweet deal off her coaching sessions of 20%. So if you have any issues that you might want to just visit with her about health-wise, and, well, not health, but mainly in the weight area, again, her number is 210-617-3356. If you just text her your email or your number, she will get back to you. And again, that's Angela at Major Weight Loss.
I got a little story for
you. Oh, stories. We like stories. Yes, sir.
So this is, because I have been losing weight.
You're looking good.
I've dropped about 35 pounds now, and that's just watching what I do. You know, I had that little setback
right
there, at the end of the year, actually, and I hurt my ankle. So I got back on track as soon as I could. I've been exercising and eating right and doing all the right things, and it's working out for me. But the thing is, now I've got more energy. I'm a little more overzealous, you know. And so long story short, Sunday down at the park with my lady friend, and she jumps off this little wall, probably about, 2.5 feet or something. So, of course, I follow suit.
Anything you can do, I can do better, right? Or not at all, right?
I jammed my knee.
Oh, dude!
But I couldn't show that I had to just be cool.
Ooh!
So I had the cool walk,
the cool limp going.
Yeah, the cool limp going, just hoping she didn't notice. But I thought, you got to take it easy, you got to take it slow, you got to do it right. And someone like this is certainly the person to go to.
Yeah, she will keep you off the wall. I think, right?
Yeah.
Let's don't get up on the 2.5 foot wall anymore, or let's don't jump off.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're right, and you look good, and that's good.
Oh, thank you.
Are you personally working with a coach on that, or are you just doing all that on your own?
Just doing it on my own. Okay. Doing a lot of walking, doing a lot of sit-ups, and just, you know.
Yeah.
But like I said, maybe I'm not quite as in tune as I should be. Yeah.
I think one of the strengths of having a coach is that you have a coach. You have somebody, an accountability partner that can hold you accountable. And, you know, it's just...
Glenn, don't jump off that wall.
Glenn,
you're not ready for that.
But also encourage you, right? You are doing great. You've lost some weight, and you got a target in mind. You're going to lose another 10, another 15.
Yeah, I'll tell you what my target is. I couldn't tell you pound-wise. My goal is to ultimately get back into a size 36 jeans. That's where I was when I graduated high school.
That's good.
And then to keep
you
it there.
You will do it. And to keep it there.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what's about it. The diets and fad type things don't usually last, right? And so what Angela will teach you is how to really create a lifestyle that you enjoy, right?
Yeah.
And the detox that she's introducing is a great way to kick that off and get, you know. So she's very, very talented. I highly recommend her. Bobby, what else you got for us today?
Well, we don't want to forget our folks over at Benefit Solutions, Todd, Peter. If you're needing some help and advice on insurance, health insurance, benefits for your company, Todd is the man to call. He will sit down with you and walk you through the process and make sure you get a good deal. Mm-hmm. I did my major medical with him this year, and he saved me money where everybody was going up. He found us a company out there that was able to save us a few bucks, and we all know how expensive that is these days. So make sure to give Todd Peter a call over at Benefit Solutions over on Jefferson Street. Go by his office. He's the friendliest bunch.
Nicest guy in the world.
He's got a big old bulldog in there that lives there, and just the sweetest dog, and goes right along with the sweet folks there in his office.
That's
so
good.
Give Todd Peter a call, Benefit Solutions.
Okay, I like it. Very good.
You know, another one I'm thinking about, because this beautiful weather makes you want to get outside and work in the yard and that sort of thing, our folks over at 4T Trading Post, they've got a really nice deal. Spend $50 with her and in their store, and she gives you a $10 gift certificate to use on your next visit. And they've got some really neat yard stuff.
They do have lots
of... If you're trying to put something together, make your spruce up your yard, make it, give it a little personal flair.
Yeah.
They've got some neat stuff there in that shop.
Very creative things.
If you've not been in there, it's worth your time to stop in over on Sydney Baker. 4T Trading Post.
Yeah, great. And so, that's a great, very unique way to offer a discount. I love that. Then they have things for the inside of your home as well.
Oh, yeah. No, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything. All right. Good.
All right. And either one of you know somebody that maybe has a second home here in town?
Oh, yeah.
So there's our latest super duper hero partner is Casa Keepers.
Oh, Casa
and Chad
Keeper.
Hubers. Casa Keepers, right? So they specialize in watching your home while you're away. And so they will set up a and it could be for also if you live in the home. That's fine, too. But if you're an absentee owner and you need somebody to go by once a month, every 2 weeks, check on everything, make sure the lights all work, replace some bulbs. They handle all that.
Keep it looking
keep
limp,
an eye,
man.
And they'll send a report back to you so that lets you know that your property's in good shape. So
that's just in Kerrville, or surrounding areas?
Surrounding areas of Kerrville. Fredericksburg, even working as far as Bernie. So Chad Huber and his team are outstanding
Casa
people.
Casa Keepers.
And he also has a handyman service. And with the hero card, you get a really great discount on that. I think it's a $30 savings on a half-day package. And neat program there. So Casa Keepers. Yeah, we love those guys. And then I always want to talk about Mr. Gaddy's. I'm a big pizza fiend. And Mr. Gaddy's, I don't know, Bobby, you eat some pizza. You like pizza?
I love pizza.
You love pizza. Yeah. So they have, I love their deal. It's a takeout deal, which is nice because you can pick it up and bring it back to Kerrville if you want to. But anyway, it's you buy their Supreme Pizza and then get a one topping pizza for free.
Wow.
Medium. That's a lot of pizza, so great for entertaining, watching some baseball.
Sure.
Right? So
be doing a lot of that this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I hadn't even looked at the lineup, but I will watch at least one game. I don't know if the Rangers or the Stros play, but... hopefully. I guess they would somewhere over the weekend.
Right. You do a night game or a day game?
Don't know. Day game. A lot of opening day games are in the day.
All right.
And so that people miss work. Yeah. I don't know. There's probably games going on right now. I didn't even look. So, all right. Well, I think, Glenn, we're almost out of time. Is that...
we got a little less than a minute right
A little less
now.
Than a minute. So, Bobby, hope you have a great weekend.
All is well.
Thank you. Yeah. Lynn, great weekend.
Thank you, guys. Good to see you again.
Thank you for producing the show.
Absolutely.
This Hero Card Hour every Friday, 2 to 3, KERV, 1230 AM radio. And we'll let you roll out. I hope everybody has a great weekend. We'll close with a little more baseball music.
Let's do that.
You got another song queued up, Glenn.
Let's do it.
Keeping Glenn on his toes. All right, everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
They're giving them gift baskets, diapers, kitchen utensils.